I'm reading today from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be complete, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I've loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learnt from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth. And thank you for your spirit that speaks to us today. Lord, I pray for every single one of us here, from the youngest to the oldest, whether we've heard that reading for the first time today or whether we've heard it many times before. Lord, please, by your Spirit, speak to us. Inspire us and challenge us and draw us closer to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Mention the word apprentice, and a number of images probably come to mind. For some, it might be Lord Sugar, perhaps looking at you with those imitable words, "You're fired." For others, it might take you back to the early days of your career, maybe as a mechanic or a plumber. I doubt that many of you would hear the word apprentice, though, and think about vines and fruit. Anyone think about vines and fruit when I said apprentice? I chose this reading today for Izzy's baptism, not because Izzy needs to learn about gardening, but because the message behind these words is to remind all of us how to live as an apprentice of Jesus. Now, to help us understand what Jesus is saying, we firstly need to understand why he is referring to himself as a vine. The reading began in verse 1 with Jesus speaking to his closest friends and saying to them, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener." Now, the people listening to Jesus would have understood that the vine was a picture that was often used to refer to Israel. Israel were God's chosen people, people who God had intended would direct the rest of the world to himself, to reveal how he wanted the world to be, and help others to know God themselves. Now, the people of Israel will be reminded of this every time they went to the temple, because there was a huge golden vine made of real gold, which decorated the temple porch. When they read the scriptures too, they would hear about the vine. For example, in Psalm 80, reference is made of the vine that God brought out of Egypt and planted in the Promised Land. In our passage this morning, we read that Jesus is referring to himself as the true vine, asserting his claim to be the connecting point to God. In essence, Jesus is proclaiming that he is the true Israel, and it's now through him that people will come to God. The salvation that God promised to the world is now to be found in Jesus and not through the laws of the Jews. Now, this vine is a very clever picture that gives a clear image of who Jesus is. There's only one vine in God's vineyard, and that is Jesus. And to be part of the vineyard, or in other words, to live in God's kingdom, we need to make sure that we are attached to that vine. Now, that's not something that happens automatically due to the country that you're born in or the family that brings you up. It is a proactive response to be an apprentice of Jesus. And so the words that Jesus goes on to speak, using the vine as his illustration, are not about gardening. They're guidelines for discipleship. They're instructions on how we are to live our lives as followers of Jesus today. But they're not instructions in the form of a harsh order to make us behave in some kind of regimented way. They're instructions that help us to reach our potential and get the best out of our life. As we seek to put them into practice, the first thing we need to remember is that we've been chosen by Jesus to be his apprentice throughout our life. We heard in verse 16, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Now, I think we all like to be chosen for something special, don't we? Whether it's being chosen to receive an award, chosen to be part of a team, chosen to go to a special event. Doesn't it make you feel good when someone chooses you and says, "I want you to be the one to come with me. I want you to be the one to receive this." Now, when Jesus was saying this, the people listening at the time would also have understood something even more remarkable. You see, in Jesus' day, each teacher or rabbi would have students who followed them and learned from them. As they learned, the students would aim to become like the rabbi. They would want to follow their example in what they said and in how they lived. And to become the disciple of a particular rabbi, the student would have to go to the rabbi and say, "Can I follow you?" The rabbi would then have a decision to make. They would look at the student and say, "Now, does this person have the potential to be like me?" And if he thought they did, the rabbi would agree that the student could follow them. But what Jesus is saying is, "You didn't choose me. You didn't come to me. I chose you. I looked at you and I saw you have the potential to be like me. And I don't want to just be your teacher. I want to be your friend." We heard in verse 15, Jesus said, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you." This morning, I want to remind all of you that Jesus has chosen you. He's chosen you to be an apprentice because he knows you have the potential to live for him. He's chosen you to be his friend because he delights in you. Now, being a friend of Jesus is more than being one of thousands of friends on Facebook or followers on Instagram. Jesus has chosen you to be a best friend, the kind of friend that you share everything with, a friend that you can trust, a friend that will always be there for you. As your friend, Jesus is the perfect friend. He'll never be too busy to talk with you. He won't let you down. He won't betray you. He'll be there to help you when things are tough and listen when you want to talk. And because true friends share things with one another, you know you can be honest with God. But that kind of friendship, true friendship, works both ways, doesn't it? And so as you get to know more of God, you'll also come to know more of what's on God's heart. Through his Spirit, you can learn new truths about God. You can discover more about his plans for you, as well as understanding more deeply how precious you are to him. All of us here know today there are times in life when being a Christian is a challenge. Following Jesus isn't always easy. But we need to remember that above all, God chose us. He loves you. He wants the best for you. And he wants you to be friends with him as you learn to follow him. But knowing that you're chosen doesn't mean you can sit back and do nothing. That's not the end of the journey. Every single one of us has a response to make, a response to accept that offer of friendship and stay connected to Jesus. Today is an amazing day for Izzy in her journey of faith, but her baptism is still only a part of her journey. In verse 4, Jesus said to his followers, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you." And he goes on to describe us as branches that are attached to him as the true vine. As an apprentice of Jesus, we need to stay connected to him if we're going to learn to live by his values and fulfill our purpose as he's called us to. Now, this is so much more than just believing that Jesus is with us every moment of the day. An active apprentice is someone who is completely, totally dependent on Jesus. An apprentice is someone who receives from God's Holy Spirit in the same way that water feeds the branches of the vine. And so it's so important for all of us that we ensure we stay connected to Jesus so we can learn to live how he wants us to and get the best out of our lives. And there are lots of ways that we can stay connected. A good way to know what Jesus is like and how he wants us to live, of course, is through his word. And the Bible still gives us God's truth today and helps us to know the values of Jesus and the principles he wants us to live by. Staying connected means also staying in contact with Jesus through prayer. Izzy gave us a real example this morning of how she asked God for guidance, and he spoke to her about the timing of her baptism. What a challenge that is to all of us this morning. What are the things that we're wondering about whether we should do or how we should react? Are we going to Jesus and waiting on him for his guidance? You see, God wants to be a part of our lives and longs for us to ask for his direction. He wants us to be honest with him, even if we've got questions and doubts. He wants to share our lives with us and be part of the big decisions and part of the small decisions. Staying connected also means allowing God's Spirit to change us and to shape us. And that's what Jesus is talking about when he says that branches need to be pruned. It's not that Jesus wants to take away the good bits of our life. As any good gardener will know, pruning a plant is essential because it enables it to grow and be even better, whether that's to produce more flowers or to grow better fruit. In the same way, Jesus wants his Spirit to work within us, transforming us and enabling us to reflect his love to the world around us. Now, sometimes that can be a real challenge, to choose to live his way rather than the way that perhaps others around us are suggesting. But ultimately, even though it's challenging, choosing to live Jesus' way is the most rewarding and fulfilling way that we can live. And it enables us too to understand God's plan for us and to reach our potential in life. As we continue to be an apprentice of Jesus, we learn how to respond to God's call through the way that we live so that we can bear fruit. We heard in verse 5, Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." So what's he talking about here? What is this fruit that will grow in our lives? Well, I think this fruit has a number of different dimensions. Fruit, firstly, is about character. In Galatians chapter 5, we can read a list of characteristics that grow as fruit from God's Spirit when we choose to follow Jesus. The ones listed there are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, as every gardener will know, if you want to put a fruit tree in your garden, you're not necessarily going to get great fruit the first year. It takes time for fruit to grow on a tree. And following Jesus doesn't mean that automatically all of these characteristics will appear in our lives. But as we stay connected to Jesus, God will begin to bring out this new nature within us and help us to model these characteristics. But fruit isn't just about character. It's also about service. It's about the things we do and the things we say, as well as the way we are. As an apprentice of Jesus, we're looking at him and we're wanting to follow his example. And one of the biggest ways that the fruit is seen is in the way we treat other people. Jesus really emphasized that in verse 12 when he said to his disciples, "Love each other as I have loved you." You see, love for others stems from receiving God's love for ourselves. We know that God loves us, but we also know deep down that we're not good enough. We don't always get things right. And yet God chooses to love us, to forgive us, and to want to stay close to us. And so when others let us down, or disappoint us, or hurt us, God wants us to show the same love and grace towards them. Now that doesn't mean being weak. It doesn't mean turning ourselves into a doormat and letting people walk all over us. Actually, it takes a great deal of strength and courage to choose to continue to show love and kindness to someone who's hurt us. But with Jesus' help, it is possible. And that is the sort of fruit that people will see. They'll notice there's something different about us. It's the kind of fruit that shows that we're connected to Jesus. And it might even draw other people closer to him as well. So the fruit that's seen in our lives is about our characteristics, it's about our attitudes, it's about the things we say and do and the way we treat others, and it's also about sharing in God's mission to enable others to know Jesus too. God has chosen us to be his apprentices. He wants to share things with us. He wants us to be his friends. But he also wants to share responsibility with us for his work in bringing others into the kingdom. What a privilege that God sees the potential in us that we can do that. Sometimes that connection with others will be made because of the way we've acted towards them. Other times it will be because we are proactively sharing with them how Jesus is a part of our lives. But sharing in the mission of Jesus should also become a natural part of our lives as we stay connected with Jesus. Now, these things shouldn't worry us or deter us from following Jesus. This fruit that Jesus is talking about is not some kind of test, and it shouldn't become a chore. Fruit is a byproduct. If we're connected to Jesus, then his spirit is flowing through us, transforming us, and that leads to fruitfulness. If we're connected to Jesus, then we actually want to do the things he did and follow his example, to live the way he's taught us to, and to please him. And as we do that, we begin to reach our potential and fulfill the purpose for which we've been created. The difference Jesus makes to our lives is really exciting, as Izzy's already shared part of today. Now, it's not that we weren't enjoying life before. It's more that living as an apprentice of Jesus brings an added dimension to our lives. A bit like turning a flat square into a cube. There's a whole new depth to it. A way of life that's even more fulfilling. So today, as we've been celebrating Izzy's baptism with her, I want to encourage all of us to consider, what does it mean to you to be chosen by Jesus? Have you responded to him? And if you have, are you staying connected to him? Are you challenged that you need to stay in better communication, to listen for the guidance that he wants to give you? Are you allowing his spirit to transform you in your character, your words, your actions, and helping you to reach your potential in life? Let's take a moment to consider these things, and then I'll lead you in a prayer. Loving God, I thank you that you have chosen us. You look at every single one of us, and you love us. You know all about us, the good bits and the bad bits, and the things that we wish nobody would ever know. And yet you still choose to be our friends. Lord, this morning, for those of us that haven't responded to that invitation, Lord, give us the courage to look into your eyes and accept your offer of friendship today. Lord, for those of us that have already responded, help us to stay better connected with you. Prompt us and guide us through the day to speak to you, to listen to you, to know what you want us to do, what you want us to say, how you want us to make opportunities to share your love with others. Lord, by your Spirit, work within us and transform us, and help us to reflect your love and your light in all that we are, that your kingdom might grow and your name might be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.